Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A spokesperson for the Kansas City Royals says the team's down to two locations now for their new proposed ballpark and entertainment district, the East Village site just east of the Kansas City Police Department headquarters, northwest of 12th and Cherry, and a site in North Kansas City near 18th Avenue and Fayette. And David Hardman has been appointed as the new Vice President of Student Affairs at Seward County Community College.
His appointment follows the retirement of Celeste Donovan. With a background in student services and experience in Kansas higher education, Hardman is thrilled to join the executive team at SCCC. He has a strong connection to Kansas with family in Garden City, Leoni, and Lindsborg. In his new role, Hardman will oversee various aspects of student life, including housing, financial aid, counseling, and student safety. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day one of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Wheat harvest in Kansas started off slow, with some farmers test cutting in south central Kansas as early as June 7th. The outlook of rain in the forecast really got the combines rolling on June 13th, but storms moved through the area again on Tuesday evening and sent farmers out of the fields. Rainfall amounts ranged from 0.70 inches in Hutchinson to over 2 inches in Newton. Martin Kirshen, a Garden Plain area wheat farmer, reported that he received an inch of rain Wednesday morning, but he has no complaints. He has harvested about 15,000 bushels so far, and yields are ranging from 30 to 45 bushels per acre on continuous wheat fields. Corey Meal of MKC's Castleton location reported that they took in their first load on June 9th. While it's very early in harvest, so far test weights are averaging 61 pounds and protein 11.5%, and moisture is still high, with Tuesday's wheat at 14 to 15% moisture. However, Meal expects the location will see fewer bushels this year, only 60 to 75% of last year. While a few fields in the area have been baled for straw, the lower bushels are primarily due to lower yields this year caused by the ongoing drought. He said that he's seen fields in the area with some weed pressure coming in. For farmers who are seeing weed pressure, there are a few options available, so farmers should contact their local extension office or agronomist for herbicide choices. On Wednesday, June 14th, the Kansas Board of Regents approved tuition hikes for each of the state's six public universities, Kansas, Kansas State, Wichita State, Emporia State, Pittsburgh State, and Fort Hays State. The approved hikes are in range from 5 to 7%, and previous tuition jumps in the past five fiscal years range from 1.1% at Kansas State for fiscal year 2019 to 3.8% at Fort Hays State in fiscal year 2021. Last month, a Kansas Board of Regents report showed 5% increases planned for KU, K-State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State, a 5.9% increase for Wichita State, and a 7% hike for Fort Hays State. And that's what the board approved on Wednesday, with the cost for students to attend the six universities and their affiliated campuses in the upcoming school year 2023-2024. The pre-COVID-19 tuition hikes for fiscal year 2019 range from 1.1% to 2.8%, and the state universities cited inflation as the main reason for the much steeper hikes for the next fiscal year 2024. The 5.9% hike at Wichita State would mean a full-time student would see a nearly $200 increase in tuition per semester. And last month, the university said it would generate $5.5 million in tuition revenue, which would be used to help cover costs of employee salaries, benefits, and student scholarships. One person was injured in an accident just before 9 p.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2002 Honda Accord driven by Howard J. Sanders, 85 of Colby, was traveling on Thomas County Road DD when the driver attempted to cross Kansas Highway 25 and struck a northbound 1995 Freightliner semi driven by Brian Laufer, 69 of Atwood, on the passenger side. EMS transported Sanders to Citizens Medical Center, and Laufer was not injured. Sanders was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
CanCare may be reaching out to you soon about your health coverage by text, phone, call, email, or mail. And following reports of fake texts and calls to Medicaid members in other states, CanCare reminds you that Kansas Medicaid will never charge you to enroll or re-enroll in CanCare. CanCare will never threaten you or your family or ask for credit or debit card information. Scammers might pretend to be from a real organization or a government agency, and they can use phone, text, or email to try to steal money or something of value from you. If anyone claiming to be with CanCare contacts you and threatens you or your family, asks for your credit or debit card information, warns you of legal action, demands or requests immediate payment, requires payment by a gift card, prepaid gift card, internet currency, or by mailing cash, pressures you for personal information, requests secrecy, threatens to seize your bank account, or tries to gain your trust by providing fake documentation, false evidence, or the name of a real government official, that person may be trying to scam you. You need to hang up, don't answer the text or email, and call 1-800-792-4884. For more information, you can visit cancare.ks.gov. The Norton County Hospital will be hosting a community town hall on July 17th at 5:30 p.m., and it will be held at the East Campus. The goal of the Norton County Hospital is to answer the community's questions efficiently and effectively, and in that regard, they ask the public to please submit their questions to the Board of Trustees or CEO in writing and then drop them off at the business office, or you can email them to Mackenzie Blecha, the marketing coordinator at mblecha@ntcohosp.com before June 30th. The Norton County Hospital anticipates some submissions may be similar, and to best utilize everyone's time, they will compile and group them to answer all questions appropriately. And the questions will then be distributed to the community prior to the town hall in order for everyone to know what will be addressed. However, it is important to note that questions submitted through social media will not be answered. The Norton County Hospital believes this format will allow them to thoroughly communicate with the public with the hope that each person feels heard. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on Tuesday, June 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and the Administrative Assistant, Amy Levine. The May meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, political consultant John Pinger provided a summation of the upcoming confirmed committees and committee nominations for the state legislature. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board that he had submitted requests for proposals from area engineering firms for the East Site development, and an application for an MIH grant was submitted to the state for Petra. It was announced by the director that Brian Sproul was nominated by the Almena City Council to represent the board position for Almena, and there was a discussion regarding business assistance being provided to one startup and one business in transition. The 2024 budget proposal was then put forth. A motion was made to approve the 2024 proposed budget. And with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:44 p.m. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Mary Earhart, 88 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, June 17th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, June 16th, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ambie Home of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Baumgars is a store full of ideas for Father's Day. Come in and browse our casual shirts and tees, racks of Levi's and Wrangler jeans, plus workwear from Noble Outfitters and Carhartt. There's power tools and accessories from DeWalt and Milwaukee, plus hand tools and air compressors of every size, automotive accessories, and a full line of pickup toolboxes, too. Family owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. What is the amount of enrolled acreage resulting from the recent USDA General Conservation Reserve Program sign-up? Rod Bain has the details.
The results are in for the recent general sign-up of USDA's Conservation Reserve Program.
We're doing just over 1 million acres. I think the number is 1.018 million acres.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says the acreage enrollment number is
clear indication that producers still see this as a great program and a viable alternative to trying to squeeze every last bit of production out of some of these less productive acres.
The breakdown includes 295,000 newly enrolled acres nationwide through the general CRP sign-up, plus re-enrollment of 891,000 acres with expiring CRP contracts. More total CRP acres will be added after acceptance of land enrolled in the grassland component of the Conservation Reserve Program, as well as continuous CRP sign-up. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Kansas U.S. Senator Roger Marshall this week introduced legislation that amends the Richard Russell National School Lunch Act to allow schools participating in the program to serve whole milk. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans reports that nearly 90% of Americans do not meet their daily dairy intake recommendations. Senator Marshall said, "I truly believe food is medicine. By increasing kids' access to milk, they'll help prevent health complications down the road and encourage nutrient-rich diets for years to come." In 2010, Congress passed the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, which amended nutrition standards in the school lunch program. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture
ValleyVet.com. Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Severe thunderstorms are possible for parts of our state today as low pressure sets up near the Panhandle and south central and southwestern Kansas, and even up into the west central counties. We could see thunderstorms with large hail, damaging wind, and even a few tornadoes. Pretty warm for most of our state with mid to upper 80s, and will hit near 90 in some of the central and eastern counties. A cold front will lower the daytime highs in the western and central counties tomorrow, but the heat will continue in the east, and we have some smoke from the Canadian forest fires making its way down into our eastern and some of the central counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is parked over the panhandles, and we have a warm front extending to the east and a dry line extending down into the Texas panhandle. By mid to late afternoon, the low will move slightly eastward along a stationary front. That setup looks favorable for severe weather for our southwest and south central counties. Severe thunderstorms could develop this afternoon with large hail, damaging wind, and a pretty good possibility of a few tornadoes. Scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere, except for the northeast counties where we should stay dry. The cold front will move into our northwest counties after midnight with a low pressure trough in the central counties, so we'll get scattered showers and thunderstorms. More rain and thunderstorms expected again through the central plains tomorrow, along with a few strong to severe storms again in the southern half of our state. This afternoon's highs in the northwest counties, mid to upper 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Upper 80s north central, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Upper 80s northeast, and tonight mid 60s. Mid 80s for the southwest counties, and we're in the mid to upper 50s overnight. South central, upper 80s and a few low 90s. Low to mid 60s for the overnight hours. Near 90 in the southeast counties, and tonight we're in the mid-60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Love prolific songwriter, flamboyant performer, Grammy and Academy Award winner. Sold more than 300 million records, had 58 top 40 hits, and 7 consecutive number one albums. The Rocket Man, Captain Fantastic, The Madman. This weekend, we're celebrating the music of Sir Elton John on the Rocket Man Weekend.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Living, learning from fools and from sages.